No, I was a volunteer.
Volunteer.
Yeah.
Well, how old were you?
17 years old, I went in. And I did my, down at Newport, Rhode Island. That was what we call boot camp, or what they call boot camp. And I went through that training down there. And from there, I volunteered for submarines out of there. I went to Groton, Connecticut, to sub school. And I had a choice there to be a diver or continue on in submarines. And I went to sub school and so forth and so on, and got out of there. At the end of it, we had a choice. Sometimes you had a choice. If they wanted a group of men in a certain area, I presume you probably didn't have much of a choice.
Yeah.
But they asked me where I'd like to go, and I told them Portsmouth. I wanted a Portsmouth boat because it was close to getting home.
Yeah.
And of course, I went up there and went to what they call School of the Boat because it was new construction, so it was being built.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you exactly the date when it was launched, but we had time enough when it was launched to go out into the Pacific, and we made like one water row at the time. They dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. We were very close by when we surfaced. The war was over. It was kind of like
wow.
That. But we were out there, I know we got in what they classified as one successful patrol.
Right.
And then the war was over.
So you were in the Navy.
Yes.
You volunteered for the Navy. And then did they, did you stay in for 3 years, even though
I was in what they called a minority cruise, and I went into the regular Navy for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, if you went in when you were 17 years old and you volunteered, you could go in for a period of 3 years, and that's the amount of time that I did. And when I got discharged, I volunteered for inactive. Inactive reserves.
Oh, okay.
And Mr. Truman was in, and then Korea came by, and I got